could you, to start off with, could you explain what attracted you to the Jets, and was your role presented as an open competition?
Yeah, you know, just being out of the league for a couple of years, I really just wanted to be a part of the organization, get back in the league, and you know, I didn't have a problem with going somewhere and possibly being a backup, you know, if that was the role that, you know, team wanted me to be in. But when I saw opportunity to, you know, be able to compete for a job, you know, I felt that was, you know, good for me and my family. And, you know, being the Jets from afar, from before, and, you know, growing up in Plainfield, New Jersey for a little while. So, you know, I know a little bit about the organization and you know, what they believe in. So I thought, you know, for me, it was a good fit.
The last time a lot of people saw you was on Hard Knocks, you know, in the training room. How is your health now? How is your knee? How is your back?
Yeah, you know, that was a tough situation for me. I felt like I'd come back great from my back. My back is no issue. And, you know, I was really battling down there and having a lot of fun being back on the field and just doing what I do, you know, and then my knee starts creeping up with a little swelling and you know, swells so much that, you know, it kind of sets me back and I have to have surgery on it. But my knee is great now. I've moved on from that, so I've climbed that hill, and, you know, I'm really just excited to get back into the league and get back playing ball and, you know, just being on a team. And, you know, I'm very thankful that the Jets have given me this opportunity.
David, what was your meeting with Mark Sanchez like? It looked like he was at the facility when you were there working out.
Yeah, he was. He seems to be a great guy. You know, we talked a little bit, talked about Mark Brunell. We both have a mutual friend with him. And, you know, he just, he seemed to be an upstanding guy, you know. And I think he could kind of feel the same thing for me, you know. This game, sports, it's all about competition, and I understand that, and I believe he understands that, you know. And so, you know, I think that just the way that we handle ourselves is going to be the best thing when, you know, we're out there on the field and practicing. You know, I'm always going to be a great teammate. I don't care what position I am on the field. And so, you know, if he is playing and playing well and, you know, performing better than me, then that's just the case. And I'll still be there to support him and help him out, you know. But my thing is just going out there and doing my job, you know, doing what I can do and letting all the chips lie where they are, you know. And so that's how I approach things. And, you know, I kind of get the feel that, you know, he'll do the same.
David, from your Jacksonville connections, do you know Tim Tebow at all?
I do, actually. We've done some events together. I've done his golf tournament. He's helped me out with my foundation. You know, he works out in my neighborhood sometimes. We have an awesome field there where I'll go out and go around with some of the guys here in town. And, you know, he's come out there before and worked out with us a little bit. This was in the past. So I do know him a little bit. I can't say that, you know, we're the best of friends or anything, but, you know, Tim's a great guy, and much like me, we have the same kind of spiritual background. So, you know, we're pretty open arms with most people. So he's been great for me and my foundation. So, you know, I thank a lot of Tim.
David, hey, do you feel like you're a good fit for, I mean, you know, you said last year with Miami, you felt like you were a good fit for their offense. Do you feel like you're a good fit for the West Coast offense of Marty Morningweg?
Well, honestly, West Coast system is a system that I feel real comfortable in. Coach Sherman's system down in Miami is actually real familiar to it, and actually Dirk Cutter's system that I was in Jacksonville, real similar to it. They all have the same kind of language, maybe a little bit different. You know, each coach has their own kind of way they call some things, but the way the packages are, the way the system is run, the way the ball gets out of the quarterback's hands, you know, I really feel like I would be able to do pretty well in it, you know. So I haven't had, you know, in-depth details on their system and everything, but some of the little bit of talk we had when I came for my visit, I could tell that, you know, a lot of it was still very similar. So football is football. I've been in quite a few systems in my career, so I'm sure one of the systems I've been in is going to be the one that kind of fits his.
David, you expect to win the starting job?
Well, I just expect to go out and compete, you know, and, you know, really try to help the team out in any way possible. And, like I said, if the way that I play on the field allows that to happen, then I think great, you know. But if it doesn't, then I'm still going to be the best teammate I can and really help out the team as much as I can. You know, it's a team sport, and it's, you know, it's not just me and the other quarterbacks. It's everybody pulling together and, you know, really helping this ball club out as much as possible.
So, David, you don't get the impression that Mark has an advantage heading into the offseason with this position?
Yeah, I'm not really sure of anybody's advantage. I know Mark has been there for a number of years, and he's played well for a number of years. So, you know, I'm sure he's just going into it the same way. But, you know, he definitely has been there, so he knows all the players. It's a new system for all of us, so we all are starting that way, you know. You know, I can't really speak to, you know, any advantages other than, you know, he knows all the guys there, that kind of stuff. He's been living there. You know, I would be coming from Florida and coming up to, you know, the Northeast. So, like I said, I can't really speak to his advantages. I just, you know that all I can do is go out and compete and have fun and, you know, try to help make the team better.
David, you mentioned Mark. Did they tell you whether Greg McElroy will be in the competition with you as well?
Oh, I would think all the quarterbacks would be. I would think that every quarterback would have, you know, just as much right. And you know, my agent always says the cream will rise to the top, and, you know, whoever, you know, comes out as the cream will be the guy. And, you know, that's football, that's sports, that's how it should be. You know, whenever you're in that situation, it's going to make the next guy better. So, you know, that's the way I'm approaching it. And, you know, hopefully everybody's doing the same.
David, having played in the regular season the last 2 years, what's going to be the biggest challenge for you getting back into football season?
Well, probably just, you know, just getting all the reps on the field. I'm not really worried about getting hit and that kind of stuff because other than the D-line, I'm probably bigger than most of the guys on defense, so I'm not worried about that. So really just taking reps over and over again, getting back in sync with the receivers, tight ends, running backs, you know, that kind of stuff. Hits, I'm not worried about. I've never worried about hits. It's just making sure that I can make the same plays that I've made throughout my career playing football. And, you know, that's where it all is. You know, if I'm not making the plays, then, you know, it'll be evident. But the way that I was performing last year when I was with Miami and OTAs and a little bit of training camp, you know, if I can get back to that even, I know I'll be fine.
I think there was a report that David talked to Miami.
You know, we haven't, I don't think my agent has really spoken much after the first maybe month of the season starting last year. They did, you know, tell us to, you know, pretty much stay by the phone and that kind of stuff, but nothing really came to fruition, so I just kind of moved on mentally and just kept training and you know, just trying to stay ready for anybody to give me a call, and we did receive calls. I didn't get brought in anywhere, but the phone was definitely ringing, and but just nothing ever really happened.
David, when you met with the Jets, Rex and John Ibzik, Marty Morningweg, whomever you met with, how was this opportunity presented to
to you as an open competition? How did they present your chance to win this job?
Well, honestly, they just told me that, you know, I have a chance to compete for the starting job, you know, and that's what was told to me. And, you know, they all seemed to be very genuine with it. They didn't seem to be, let's just say this to them so that we can get them here and, you know, slot them in the two or three or four spot. I didn't feel that. So that's how it was presented to me, and you know, that's how I still feel. And then also your game will, you know, your game will show everybody what you can do. And the way that I go out and perform, the way that I handle myself in the locker room, the way that I interact with the other players, with the coaches, that kind of stuff. I would feel like all those things for any player would, you know, put them in whatever position coaches see fit.
David, at your best, your mobility was a big factor in your success. How do you adjust to that after, you know, I know you said you're at 100% after the knee in the back, but how even do you adjust, you know, at age 35 in the NFL and not having played the last couple of years? Can you move around as well as you need to?
Well, if I have to get a first down, I can. I can tell you that much. But as a quarterback, as you continue to get older, you have to be smarter with your body. You have to be smarter with getting the ball out. I think that's really the number one thing for me as I continue to grow in this league. I was realizing, you know, if I get the ball to my back or, you know, dump it to a tight end or something like that, they can get just as many yards or probably more, and, you know, and then I take less of a beating. So that's just how the game is. Your team wants you to be on the field. They don't want you to be, you know, all broke up and hurt and sore and can't, you know, move around even within the pocket. So I'm definitely smarter with the ball. But like I said, if I have to get a first down, keep the chains moving, or if I got to get the ball in the end zone, you know, I'm going to do what I got to do.